Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Don Gutteridge. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The first baseman, George McQuinn. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Wally Judnick. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Mike Chartak. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Chet Lobbs. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Hollingsworth. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Al Hollingsworth. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallow. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Buddy Blair. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Crash Davis. Batting eighth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lum Harris. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Lum Harris. And now, play ball. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic strikes out. One out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick strikes out. Wagner drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Judnick out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McQuinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blair. The throw from Farrell and he is out, Gutteridge applying the tag. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Farrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Lobbs moves to second. One out. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth strikes out. Two outs. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 1 in the game. Gutteridge hits a line drive into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner bunts towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris strikes out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 0 for 1 in the game. Clift hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Clift. The throw from Wagner and he is out, Suter applying the tag. One out. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0 for 1 in the game. McQuinn strikes out. Two outs. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0 for 1 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow is hit by the pitch. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vallow moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into left field. Lobb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Vallow scores. One out. It's 1-0, Athletics. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards first. McQuinn fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 1 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 0 for 1 in the game. Chartak hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-1, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0-for-1 in the game. Hollingsworth hits a pop-up towards third. Blair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge catches it and throws to first to double up Suter. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-0 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0-for-2 in the game. Gutteridge hits a fly ball into right field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 0-for-2 in the game. McQuinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 0-for-2 in the game. Judnick hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Vallow who is chasing the ball. Judnick reaches third base with a triple. McQuinn goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Browns. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. Stevens hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Lum Harris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harris is 0-for-1 in the game. Harris strikes out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chartak takes first base on ball 4. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lobbs hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Chartak. The throw from Wagner and he is safe. Chartak steals second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Hollingsworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hollingsworth is 0 for 2 in the game. Hollingsworth strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Suter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crash Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Chartak settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Don Gutteridge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gutteridge is 0 for 3 in the game. Gutteridge hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Wagner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George McQuinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McQuinn is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McQuinn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler pinch hits for Hal Wagner. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gutteridge settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Miles pinch hits for Lum Harris. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into center field. Judnick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic takes first base on ball 4. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vallow hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Krivic moves to second. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Athletics 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Swift now catching. Bob Harris now pitching. Wally Judnick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judnick is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Judnick hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 3 in the game. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stevens for the out. Two outs. Mike Chartak is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chartak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chartak hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Chartak reaches second base with a double. Chet Lobbs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lobbs is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Lobbs hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 5-1, Browns. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0-for-3 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Buddy Blair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blair is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hollingsworth fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Suter strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 1. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.